You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger, your second favorite host of this wonderful podcast. And your first favorite host is the awesome, incredible, amazing, beautiful, perfect Eric Stockman.
You're a horrible liar.
I'm not. I'm very excited about today's episode.
Do you think you're a good liar?
I think I'm a terrible liar.
But you're good at playing pranks.
What?
You're good, like, pranker.
What do you mean?
Like, you're good at surprises, I feel. I call them pranks.
Surprises. I was like, what?
You're good at playing pretend with our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you really sell it when you have like different characters with our children. Mm-hmm. You have like Tiffany. Mm-hmm. You'll be like puppy mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
Our kids pretend to be puppies a lot of times.
Yeah. But Tiffany's the main goat. Like, that's the one that Flynn likes the most.
The main goat?
Yeah. Like the
greatest
goat.
Of all time?
Yeah.
I didn't know you used the term goat.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't know. I don't know that I say goat. No, I don't.
Oh, well, you just did.
He's the goat.
Gotcha.
She's the goat.
That was the best prank.
This is goat. No, I don't. I just say Asham.
That's what Maisie says. Asham.
Asham.
Anyway, yeah, Tiffany is Flynn's favorite character that I do. She's just a valley girl, kind of. But I'm very excited about today's episode. You want to know why? I have a surprise.
I'm trying to tell if you're lying or not, but
no,
I think it's not a prank. I think you're being serious.
It's not a prank. It's a surprise. Okay. So in my vlogs, I have started doing this thing called like vault footage.
What does vlog stand for?
Is it a video blog?
It's not an acronym.
Well, video blog. Yeah.
It's not like very lovely online
persona.
Gas.
Wait, why did I say pee? Flop? I am a vlop.
Bad at lying, bad at spelling.
That's for sure. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But okay. No, I'm very excited about this episode because in my vlogs, I do something called like vault footage where I show footage from like the time of life where I was, you know, I was offline for a minute, for some months. And, mm-hmm. but I was still kind of filming my life for myself. And sometimes I share little snippets of that in my vlogs and we call it the vault footage from the Colleen vault.
Oh, that's cool. Okay?
So, and by we, I mean me. But anyway, I have vault footage of Relax the Podcast.
You
because
do.
There's an episode that never aired where we talked more about the fruit salad thing. And we said in a recent episode,
well, we can't just let this go, can we?
Well, because we said we were going to order fruit salads. That's what we had said in the last
didn't
episode.
Did we do that once? We were like, we have to do it again? Is that
no,
what
we never did it. We talked about doing it and then the kids woke up. So this is what happened.
Oh, yeah.
So I have this footage from a past episode that I'm going to show you. And it's wonderful.
This is a surprise. This is a prank.
It's not a prank.
Because I'm surprised. I didn't know this was happening.
It's
so going
to happen at the end of the episode. So you have to wait. And we're going to settle the fruit salad debate today. I have ordered fruit salads.
It's happening at the
locations.
End? You built all that build up and you're not doing it now?
No. Because no, we're going to do it at the end.
Okay.
That's the prank. Gotcha. Okay. So, but I do want to talk about our relaxes first.
Is that okay?
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Sorry. I know it's like you really want to know about this.
I wanted to talk about fruit salad some more.
I know. We'll never talk about it again unless people really want it. Okay. So do you want to hear my relax?
I would love to.
I'm passionate about it.
Thank goodness.
My relax today is words that are just, I think they're spelled wrong by whoever spelled them originally in the English language because they're impossible to spell. But they're like, okay, for example, I cannot spell on the first try, definitely. Like, I can't. Like, I always spell it wrong. And there's certain words like that where, like...
Yeah, I don't know that I could do that one either.
Right? Like, it's like, is it an I?
It's funny because I feel like I set you up for the spelling thing before when I said that,
so
but
weird.
I didn't know that was going to be your relax. We're just simpatico.
I've been making a list of words that I think I just don't like the way they're spelled.
I'm just happy you're not making me try to spell them.
Right. Well, I'm not, unless you want to. Separate. That one's hard for me.
Separate's fine for me because I always remember it's separate eight, like separate.
Spell it then.
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
See, that's why this is spelled wrong because that's how I would spell it too. It's S-E-P-A, separate.
Separate. Yeah.
I don't like that.
You got to keep them separated.
Restaurant's always tricky.
Why?
How do you spell restaurant?
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T.
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I always...
Have you worked in a restaurant?
Of course.
Maybe that's why. I worked in a restaurant. It was called...
Wait, what do you mean that's why?
I worked in a restaurant. It was called restaurant.
I know, but why is that... Why I can't spell it? If I worked in a restaurant, I can't spell restaurant?
No, I mean, I was talking for me, why I can spell it.
Oh, well, you can. Okay, yeah. I missed that part of the...
Sorry.
No, it's like, I was very confused. You're all...
Pranked.
Have you worked in a restaurant? I go, yeah. And you go, yeah, me too. But that's probably why you can't. So I was like, wait, what? Okay, calendar?
No, you worked in a grill. You didn't work in a restaurant. You worked in a grill.
No, I didn't.
I worked in a restaurant that was called...
Macaroni Grill is a restaurant.
Right, but it's called... But it doesn't... It's not called Macaroni Restaurant. It's called Macaroni Grill.
Now
so
I see
you
what
worked in a grill. Yeah.
Okay. So I can spell grill correctly because
spell
of that.
It.
No. Okay. Calendar. That one's really hard for me. Spell calendar.
C-A-L-E-N-D-E-R.
What?
E-N-D-E-R.
Incorrect.
I'm spelling calendar wrong? Is calendar?
Yes. This is what I'm saying.
Well, I think here's the thing. If I was writing it out, I would have known that one.
I don't know if that's true.
There's something when you spell out something, you're like, oh, that doesn't look right.
I guess that's true.
Because I'm a visual learner, so
There's the one that I can't spell any. I'm a horrible speller. I'm a horrible, horrible speller. I'm not good at it. I can spell a lot of things wrong, but I feel like these are words that like universally like people have a hard time spelling. Okay, there's one that you sometimes get wrong, and you're a better speller than me.
Mm.
Course.
Not that much.
Like the right version of course.
Of course?
Mm-hmm. Like you would say, you spell it like you're talking about coarse hair as opposed to course, like of course.
C-O-U-R-S-E?
Yeah, C-O-U-R-S-E is the correct way. Yeah. But you always say, oh, of course. When you text me, you'll say, of course. And it's always C-O-A-R-S-E.
I don't know that that's me or autocorrect or what, but I mean, I know how to spell of course.
Yeah,
of
obviously.
Of course
you just,
I do.
You just proved it.
But... here's a question for you. Do you think we as a society will be even worse at spelling in the future?
Yes.
Like our children's generation, because like we never had anything
autocorrect
in our adolescence that was certainly not autocorrected. No, not at all.
I think Word did. It had the squiggly red line under the words that were wrong in Word. I remember in high school.
Yeah. Like I get, yeah. After a while, but I'm saying in there, but still you're learning these things
on
and you're
phones,
writing it out.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't have autocorrect.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe it'll make people better spellers because they're being shown what the correct spelling is all the time.
I don't think a lot of times it doesn't give you a choice and sometimes it's way off. I don't think it,
What drives me crazy?
I wonder if you can turn it off.
When you're texting the word, like, well, I guess we'll see you tomorrow. And it goes wheel and it puts an apostrophe there.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to say wheel. Like, we will.
Uh-huh.
W-E-apostrophe-L-L. Whenever I go, well, I guess, blah, 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 blah.
Always makes it wheel.
I'm like, why are you wheeling me? Like, it's a, I'm obviously saying well.
Also,
anyway.
For me, we want to hear my worst one.
Yes.
Because it's like, we're busy. So it's like a text. Like, I'm sending a short text. And when you put the letter U instead of writing out U, why are you? I'm saving time. I'm cutting off two letters.
Of course.
I'm just putting U. It always changes it to I.
Get out of here with that.
Which completely changes the context of this. Like,
So
I'm saying, I'll see you. And then I send it.
I-C-I.
And it does it like sneakily. It pranks me.
Yeah,
it like
so
changes
rude.
It like without even asking.
Freaking Siri, man.
Can I bring up one other thing? This is about, or do you have more
to
say?
I had two other words, but you can if you want to just.
I got it. What? I'll remember.
Okay. They're quick. Guarantee. Very hard to spell. You're still thinking about
this
what you need to say.
I don't know. Normally I do the spelling games to you.
No, I'm not making you spell. I'm just saying like, isn't that a hard one? Guarantee. I can't spell that off the top of my head. Sorry. I think I'm just admitting how dumb I am to everyone who's watching.
Well, and you're outing me as also being very not good at spelling.
I don't know.
I don't even want to try guarantee. Cause now I think if I was writing
it. Guarantee, love. Guarantee.
G-U-A-R?
G-U-A-R.
Say one of
them.
Guarantee.
And then the other one that drives me bananas is the last thing is affect and affect. I never know which one to use. Like there, and there, like the three versions of there, easy. I know that. But for some reason, affect and affect, I can never remember which one is like
It's confusing.
A special effect and the effect that you had on me.
A.
I don't think so.
Well, if you say something's effective, right? It's with an E. Special.
Effect.
Yes.
Yes.
Special effects is with an E.
And then it affected me would be
And if you have an affection.
Wait, is it affection? Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm just done. I'm trying to say is I'm done.
You're great.
But anyway, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I don't know why my brain this, but maybe this will just be my relax. I don't know. Cause I don't know why my brain jumped to here, but lately, like when you have to set a password for something on
don't
your phone,
started.
I know passwords. Ugh, we've done it before.
I know.
But this is a new thing that I've noticed with specifically the iPhone.
I know exactly what
you're saying. When it's like you sign up for something and it's like password and it says like,
Suggested
password, and it goes X, Y, Z, not even. It goes X lowercase b, Z, Y, blah, 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 blah,
dash.
Dash, like all these symbols. Crazy. And then it goes on so long that you can't even see the whole thing. And I'm like, and it makes it like right there. So it's like already in the box.
And it's really hard to pick
I'm like,
your own.
What? No, I get it that you can remember that phone, but I'm not going to remember that. So then you have to hit like, no, I want to do my own. It's like little fine print. No, I'll do my own. Of course I want to do my own password. Like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe
I know exactly.
Maybe that's setting me up to be
a robot.
But like, I still have like very elaborate passwords, but like at least ones that I can remember that are actual like human
Why
words
does it do and that?
Sequential. I don't know. Like,
so
but it's
weird.
It's so frustrating to me. Yeah. Like, drives me bonkers.
Bonkers, man. Okay. What's your relax, Lovey?
I guess that.
You don't have another one?
Yeah, my other one isn't that interesting, maybe not that relatable, but I was going to talk about how I, more teeth stuff. I'm doing like Invisalign.
Okay.
And I find it's to not be invisible and also be unpleasant, like extremely unpleasant, like maybe more so than braces.
Really?
Which I had for 3 years.
I don't think you remember braces very well then. Because aren't braces, I mean, from what I remember, braces were...
Oh, they're awful, awful.
Horrendous.
But it's just so when I got my wisdom teeth out, they were like, your teeth have shifted since you got your braces off when you were much younger. Because I never wore a retainer after that because I'm terrible. And so like they were like, we can also just right now like set you up for Invisalign. And I was like, sure, I did it. And I was like, and they just did it. And I don't know what I thought, but I thought like, you couldn't notice them. I didn't know about like the little knobs they put on your teeth to hold them there. And I didn't know how brutal the whole thing and uncomfortable it was. Like I was like, oh yeah, it's invisible. And like, that means it's easy and it's no bother in your mouth. But like, it turned out to be like super, I don't know, uncomfortable and inconvenient. Like I couldn't sleep with them in because it was like annoying and I'd keep rubbing it with my tongue. This isn't funny. It's not a pleasant
story. Doesn't
need
to be funny. It's your feelings.
I guess that's true. And then, so I quit. So I was like, I'm not doing this. And I didn't do it for like months. Then I was like, oh, I went through that whole thing. And I have like the boxes of them. Like, and it was expensive. Like I should just try and do that again. So I've been trying to do it again for like a couple months and it's
fun.
I don't like it.
Are you wearing them right now?
I don't have them in now. Cause they also like, they affect your speech. And also like, I feel like they're really gross. Like when you take them out, when I take them, taking them out, it's like, and there's always like spit.
Oh, the worst.
I feel like people are turning this podcast off right now. They're like, I don't care about your whole fruit salad roundup or whatever. What did you say it was like the vault
the
stuff?
Vault.
Like, I don't want to, this is grosser than boogers, isn't it?
I don't think that is true, but I think it's relatable. I think a lot of people do Invisalign and have had braces. I had braces for years and then.
I think more people do Invisalign now than they do braces.
Oh, I think so too,
I think that's like the thing now. But when I was a kid, it was like, there wasn't Invisalign. It was only braces.
Yeah,
so I would say.
You know what there was? There was the clear brackets. Did you have the clear? I never got those, but.
No, it wasn't fancy enough. And it didn't have like the rubber bands that were like colored.
You
nothing.
Literally have to have rubber bands on to get the wire on. Do you just always get black or something?
No, the rubber bands that would go from top to bottom jaw.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like some, I mean, in my day, people also had like headgear and stuff like that.
Teeny had headgear all over the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So also did Invisalign and got through that. I just can't, I mean, so the whole process essentially takes like a little less than a year, but you're switching out the things every week and they get progressively like, you know, to like shift the teeth in your jaw bones. And you have to keep up with it. And I thought like, yeah, you just wear them at night or whatever. No, you have to wear them. Like you only take them out for like snacks and drinks. I mean, you can only drink water with them in essentially. Like it's so much. And then I had to get like a ultrasonic cleaner to clean them. Cause they stain really easily. This podcast is obviously not sponsored by, Invisalign. And I don't know. People have like, or feel really good about it once they've done
it.
I think
people love Invisalign.
So, but I'm just saying like during the process for me right now, the point I'm at, I'm like the halfway point. It's just, I'm just like, oh, I'm just so excited for this to not be a thing.
You're halfway done.
Anymore. But then I think you still have to wear one at night anyway, so it doesn't like shift again.
Yeah, yeah, I got I got lucky because I had a retainer after I had my braces for a couple of years, and I would take them out in my sleep and throw, and my retainer, I never had the retainer with the wire. Mine always looked like Invisalign. My retainer always looked like the clear plastic Invisalign thing, but I would take it out in my sleep and throw it across the room. And I kept losing it. I had to keep going in and getting new ones made because I
unconsciously.
Yeah. In my sleep, I would do it. Like, just so they'd be lost and we'd just be like, where's Queen's retainer? No one could ever find it.
That's funny. And so, but it makes sense for how it feels.
Yeah. It was, I guess it was kind of sore.
Some nights when I have a hard time falling asleep, I'm like, I feel like this is just another thing keeping me up besides like worry and racing thoughts or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm just like, do you need to talk about your feelings today, Levy?
I don't know what's happening.
Do you need to do what you did last week where you just go, happy.
I forgot about that.
You just say one word about what feeling. If you had to say one word, which feeling you were right now, what would it be?
Loops.
Loops? Like feeling, Fruit Loops?
Feeling loopy. Yeah.
Oh, loopy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like Fruit Loops.
Speaking of Fruit Loops. I don't know why you're like wonderfully transitioning me into each topic today, because we did not discuss what we were going to talk about today at all. No. Like, we just sat down and here
we
are.
I did it again. You were going to talk about Fruit Loops?
No, but like what I was about to talk about, like I can easily transition with Fruit Loops.
Wow. We're so
because
connected.
Well, it's going to not sound like it's related, but it is. Trust me. So I was looking at my YouTube subscription today, which I rarely do. And my sister's most recent vlog had popped up. Or one of her recent vlogs. And it says, what household are you? Is what the title of her vlog is. Okay. But I thought it said, I don't know why.
What horse are you?
I thought it said, what household item are you? And I was like, I love that question. I'm so interested in this vlog because that is like my favorite thing to talk about. I think I've talked about it before on the podcast. What kind of fruit are you? Like, if you ask
what
me,
what
color are you? Yeah. But anyway, I was going to use what cereal are you as an example today, because I wanted to do a game. Maybe this can become a thing in our podcast. Maybe not, because it's probably not interesting and I don't know how into it you'll be, but I get very passionate about this and I realized what the vlog actually was called, which is what household are you? I didn't watch it yet, but I was like, oh, it's not what household item.
So you're like, never mind.
Also, what does that mean? What household are you? Like, is that a Hogwarts thing?
No, I think she's going to like pose that question within her.
Yeah, but what does that mean? What household are you?
I don't think it's supposed to be clear. I think she's
I'm sure within her video,
she's going
to
be like, are you a this kind of household or this kind of household?
Oh, I see. Okay.
But like, it's a teaser. You know what I mean? She's trying to get that view. It obviously didn't work on you. And that's unfortunate.
Well, it did if it was household item. Cause I was talking about it, I guess.
Yeah.
But you can, if I know someone well and you say, what kind of fruit is this person? What kind of dessert is this person? What kind of roller coaster is this person? What kind of cereal is a good one? I always use this as an example when I talk to people about this. Uh-huh. What color is someone? I like have an answer. I love this question. I could talk about it forever. What fast food is this person? Like, anything. So I thought I'm not fully satisfied because like, I want to know what household item she is. And I was like thinking about what you would be and what I would be. Uh-huh. But for some reason, my brain went, so I want to ask you the question, okay. What household item? And I thought we could play like a game. Maybe it can become a thing where it goes, it's called like the Colleen, what are you game? And it's like every week I pick a new thing or they pick a new thing in the comments that,
It's called the Colleen, what are you game?
I don't know. It's a working title. We're not there yet, but just like, I don't know. Cause I love this. So like, I already thought, I needed water. I'm like parched because I'm so excited. I'm like dry mouth because of this. Okay. Levy. So when I think of household items, for some reason, my brain first went to household cleaning items as opposed to like furniture, because if it were furniture, like what household furniture item are you? Cause household item could be a plethora of things, but if you were a household, just like furniture item, you'd obviously be this chair. Like as far as the things in our home, this is you, this is Eric Stockland, this chair, but household cleaning items, I know exactly what I would be. And I know exactly what you'd be. No question. It was like immediate in my head. You would be some sort of, wood polish, like a floor polish, like either a polisher machine or like the actual polish itself.
I was going to say all purpose cleaner spray.
No, you are not all purpose, not a chance. And that's not a dig. That's not a dig. You're more unique than that. You're like cool vintage. You need it for a specific thing. And it's like, it's so special and like rare and unique. Does something. And when you use it, it makes the wood shiny.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
There is this, wood oil that I really like.
That's
that
what you
that it's essentially it's beeswax with like a, with like
that's
a,
exactly
with
you.
Like a honey orange
see come on
scent.
This is you.
And you just like you don't wipe, you like rub it into the wood and
yep,
you don't like
that's
it's,
you.
It's great. I put it on that coffee table like once every like month or two.
See, I knew that's so you.
That's me.
If I were a household cleaning item, do you know what I'd be? I'd be a Roomba. What? Because just always
just
busy, constantly moving,
breaking down,
constantly breaking down,
yeah,
constantly moving, going, being like, I'm so busy. I have so many things to clean, but like also not cleaning anything.
Yeah.
Like kind of cleaning, but
always
also
full,
more
kind
making
of always
a mess
have to
and
empty
breaking
it.
And you always have to help it.
Yeah. Like, you're always like stuck on like
stuck,
edges of rugs.
Not going to the place you want it to go. You're
so
like,
much,
why are you cleaning that one corner?
So it's much not hair important. Is tangled in there.
Yes. You're like, I want you to clean this very obvious space that needs to be cleaned. Why are you so hyper-focused on this corner that no one will ever see behind this chair?
Right, yeah.
You're like, I am literally a Roomba. Am I not?
Yeah.
It's like perfect.
Yeah.
See, is this a fun game?
Why are you crying? Wait, why did you just go into this? I'm a Roomba rant and you're tearing up?
I just love this. I could talk about these things all day. I don't know why I'm crying.
I'm stuck on what cereal you think I am. You know, am
Smacks.
I crazy? Or we've done this before? I love Smacks.
You'd be Smacks.
I had the reaction I had just then.
I told you. Are you crying?
No. Yes. No. Was I haven't thought of Smacks.
See, I have an answer for everyone. You can ask me
Which
anything,
like,
and I know exactly what
right
it is.
Right now, I'm like, I don't think I know how to spell, going back to your last thing, but I haven't like even thought of Smacks in like a decade, and I love Smacks. And
so
when
good.
I say Smacks, I do not mean Smacks. I mean like the bargain Smacks that came like just a big
bag.
Clear plastic bag that then would go into like a kind of Tupperware thing that was in the Lazy Susan down low so we kids could get down to the cereal that I broke my middle finger in because I was spinning.
It's a very
reaching for the
story.
Smacks.
So good.
Why? Because of the frog?
No, the frog is helpful. It's when I think of you, like as far as colors go, I think of vintage, cool, earthy browns and like coppers. Like, you know, you're
so you
very,
thought Smacks? Did you?
Well, Smacks is, first of all, Smacks is, it's brown. It's
yeah.
a brown and it's, but it's shiny. Like they're shiny because they're coated in like
sticky.
Some sort of honey stickiness, you know?
Yeah.
And it's vintage. Like no one thinks about Smacks. It's like unique and rare, but it's one of those things where you go Smacks and people go, oh yeah.
Do they
but,
still
like,
have it? They don't have it anymore?
I doubt they even make it.
You don't think so?
But it's not like, you wouldn't be a bright, colorful cereal. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be a super common cereal. You wouldn't be a boring cereal. You wouldn't be a tasteless cereal. You'd be something unique that is like the majority of people really like, but like is underrated and brown. What do you think I would be?
Oh, I'm just happy you didn't say like oatmeal or granola or something.
Yeah. I mean, you're kind of oatmeal, but
underrated.
Underrated.
You think I'm underrated?
I think not. I think, no, it's not that I think you're, well, I don't know. It depends on what you mean by underrated. I think like people don't talk about how great Smacks are enough. Do you know what I mean?
So people, yeah.
Not enough. I think the whole world should be talking about how incredible you are every day. And they're
and
not.
Smacks.
I'm like, hello.
What do you think you are?
Well, I asked you the question.
I know, but it's like so much pressure and I'm not as good at this game.
See, I think my answer might be wrong because my gut reaction is Lucky Charms.
Okay.
It's colorful. It's much just a lot of sugar.
I thought Lucky Charms and Cocoa Puffs, but like those are just because those are cereals that you like.
Maybe Fruity Pebbles.
I love Fruity Pebbles.
I love Fruity Pebbles.
But you do?
Apple Jacks. I think I'd be Lucky Charms or I don't know. I'd be maybe be the bargain version of Lucky Charms. If there was a version of, maybe I'd be Oops All Berries.
I'm sorry.
You don't know what Oops All Berries is?
I didn't know if you were naming a cereal or you just accidentally did something.
No,
in
Oops
your
All Berries.
Like, you're just like, there's all of a sudden you're like, oh, Oops All Berries. And I was
what
like,
what if that's how I declared that I like pooped my pants?
Yeah,
Oops really, All Berries.
It was
gotta
very
go, guys.
Strange to me. I was like, I didn't
no,
know what was
on,
happening.
You know what Oops All Berries is? Are you joking?
I do not.
Well, you are familiar with the top of your mouth shredder cereal, Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, yes.
Of course. Film producer for the rest of the day in your mouth.
Oh my, I can feel it now. I haven't had it.
A coating, if you will. Mm-hmm. Captain Crunch. No, Oops All Berries. So have you heard of Crunch Berries, like Captain Crunch Berries? It's Captain Crunch with like the berries in it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there's
Is there
oops,
any other kind? Yeah.
Yeah, there's Oops All Berries.
What?
It's literally called Oops All Berries and it's just the berries.
What, so what's
Crunch.
what's the prank? Is that like...
There's none of the Captain Crunch parts.
Well, I mean, with
the
oops,
berries.
So like, oops, we accidentally just only put the berry part in this box?
Maybe I'd be Trix. Trix are for kids. Because you know what? Trix is crazy because did you know they're not fruit shapes anymore? Now they're just little balls.
Why would you be Trix?
I don't know, because it's colorful and bright and fun.
Yeah. Not a good cereal.
It's all right. It's kind of vomity tasting.
It's not good at cereal.
I think I'd be Lucky Charms. Or we're not getting it. I mean, we could talk about this all day, honestly, but like, I don't know if this is interesting to anybody.
Lucky Charms, I would say. I don't know why.
See, this game has so many layers because we could do this with our children. Talk about which ones they are. Mm-hmm. We could talk about like celebrities. Well, not that I know any celebrities, political figures. You know what I mean? Like what cereal is like Donald Trump, you know, like we could, I'm not answering that, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like we could do that. We could say,
or we could, yeah,
we could answer the question. What are, it's fun. It's a fun thing. Cause then you go in deep in like why and the,
I get why you're excited about it.
Yeah. I love it. I could do it all day. It's so fun.
Yeah.
Not into it. It doesn't have to be a segment.
No. That's great. No, I love it. I'm sorry. I got distracted by the way you took that sip of water and like took half of the ice out of the glass in your mouth and were just like chewing.
It didn't
chewing.
Mean to. It just like happened.
And so you're like, you had your mouth up and you were like choking and chewing on ice, like, but like didn't skip a beat in your rant.
Well, I didn't want to I didn't want to crunch in the mic, even though I kind of already did. But like, I also, the ice just got into my mouth. It was a tiny piece of ice because what am I going to sip water with it? Like going through my teeth and this get like freezing cold teeth. So, is that what you do?
No.
Wait, take a sip of water. I need to see.
Well,
how do you not get ice in your mouth? How's there not ice in your mouth?
I'm closing like this. It's sealed off.
With what? Your lip?
Yeah. With like my top lip. Yeah. I'm not gonna like drink chunks of ice. I prefer a straw but like, you know, those straws are more than not unavailable.
We have metal straws.
We do, but I don't like metal straws.
Yeah, you don't.
Not that I like plastic straws either.
Well, we have the plastic ones plastic that are permanent. Straws, yeah, the like that recyclable that we wash. Ones, whatever. What's wrong?
It's all floating around in there.
Oh, jeez. It's not me. Don't blame it on me. You know what it is. I'll tell you what it is.
Look, what's all floating?
Do you want to know what that is?
What is it?
Would you like me to tell you? It's the ice that I just ate. That ice from that ice maker in our freezer is disgusting.
Why does it look like that?
Because the ice filter thing needs to be changed. That's why I have my little, I like the ice nuggets, like the little tiny ice nuggets. So I have an ice machine that is separate from our fridge that I get my little ice nuggets from that I eat. And
bro,
Eric uses the ice chunks from the freezer that are.
No, it's like a fridge that makes, it's a freezer, yeah, it is. Fridge that makes ice.
But clearly the ice filter needs to be changed because when ice melts, that's what happens every time.
I didn't know. I don't know. There's a filter.
Well, yeah, it has to make the ice and like filter and apparently the water.
It has to be changed. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So you're drinking chunks of something and I just ate chunks of something.
Well, just unwillingly, the chunks just.
What do you mean?
Got in your mouth and you're just
chunk. What am I going to spit out? A chunk of ice?
I think you like to chew ice.
I do. I have an iron deficiency.
What is that? Is that a thing for?
Yeah.
Is there iron in ice?
No, it's just I think it's some sort of craving you have. Like it started bad when I was pregnant.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Anyway, we don't need to get into my blood count right now.
We do need to fix that filter though.
Okay. We took a really fast break so that I could get a water without chunks in it.
And I got a different water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No
now
ice.
It's the moment we've all been waiting for.
Finally.
I'm going to show the vault footage.
What is it?
Of us talking about, it's the episode we never posted it, but it was like, we were talking about the fruit salad debate right after. And I was reading comments from everyone. Okay. And I was so excited because I'm pretty much usually wrong in our arguments. People usually agree with you because I'm usually wrong. And they were agreeing with me that you were incorrect about the fruit salad thing, that fruit salad typically always has cantaloupe and honeydew. And you were saying that it does not. And so anyway, I'm going to show this footage of us talking about the fruit salad situation and warning for people who don't like us, quote unquote, bickering. Some people might view this as bickering. We were having fun and laughing and like this was a fun conversation to us. And I think it's really funny to watch. But this is us many, many, many months ago reading your comments about the fruit salad debate and talking a little bit more about it. And then when we come back from the vault footage, we're going to open up the fruit salads that I ordered from three different places and see what the contents are. I haven't opened them yet. So we're going to find out what a fruit salad actually contains. And we're going to settle this once and for all.
Fine.
So listen to this time. We're going to have some time travel music to take us back in time in the vaults. And then you're going to hear us talking a long time ago about this fruit salad situation. Here we go.
I wanted to start off addressing something. It always tickles me so when things that we, let's say it, bicker about on this podcast.
I already know what you're going to say. And love, I have everything saved in my phone. I'm ready to gloat.
I'm sure you are, because I know.
I've screenshotted. I have receipts.
I'm sure you have receipts. May I continue?
Yeah, sure.
It always tickles me, surprises me, the little bickers we have that inspire controversy, like that I see feedback from, because there'll be like big things, nothing. But sometimes it's like a small thing and it fires people up.
Oh, yeah.
And it is always surprising to me. Like the days of the week thing was so surprising to me. And I got to tell you.
Lovey.
Cantaloupe and fruit salad.
You are wrong.
Surprises me.
If you don't know what we're talking about, last week, I was talking about fruit salad and how there's always cantaloupe and honeydew. Fruit salads are typically just almost always cantaloupe and honeydew. And then there's maybe some like kind of rotten strawberries and some purple soggy grapes in there too sometimes. Maybe a couple blueberries if you're lucky. Always soggy. Anyway, we're talking about this and Eric said that there's never cantaloupe or honeydew and
fruit
salad.
I took the stance that that's
like,
a lie.
You're a psychopath.
That's
that
a lie
true.
That big cantaloupe is telling you that they're in everything. They're not anywhere to be found.
That
it
is
just a
not
they have
love. They have vanished. It is so, anyway, we're not getting this argument again,
no.
But he refused to agree with me that there was cantaloupe in every fruit salad everywhere you ordered. It's like mostly just cantaloupe and honeydew. And so I started to feel like very gaslit, to be honest, because I was like, am I crazy? Like, how come I've always just every fruit salad I've ever experienced has been honeydew and cantaloupe? Am I wrong? Because he was so confident that he was right and I was wrong. So you guys in the comments set the record straight.
I live in the world.
And I'm going to gloat because this never happens. I'm always wrong. I'm literally always wrong. The top comment was, a majority of fruit salad is...
The top comment?
Yes.
On that
456
episode?
Likes. A majority of fruit salad is definitely honeydew and cantaloupe. Laughing
wrong.
Emoji. I'm so curious. This is another comment. I'm so curious to know where Eric is getting his fruit salads. Must be super posh because I'm so tired of the cantaloupe in my fruit salads. The next comment says, I came here to also...
Posh?
Yeah.
That's assuming that like cantaloupe is low class,
yes,
is like less expensive,
yes,
than the other,
yes,
items in a fruit salad.
Yes, I came here to also reassure Colleen she is not going crazy. Eric must be getting bougie fruit salads.
Why?
Because when I think of fruit salad from a restaurant, I always think of cantaloupe, honeydew, and grapes. And maybe it has one ripe strawberry if you're lucky. Next comment. Another. These are getting lots of
strawberries or posh?
376 likes on this. LMAO, I think Eric is gaslighting you. Cantaloupe is in every fruit salad. Next comment. This is every comment. LMAO, Eric is crazed. Cantaloupe is always in fruit salad. I think melons are cheap fruit, so they always put honeydew and cantaloupe in it.
How did this
likes,
inspire such
my mom calls them trash,
such a response?
My mom calls them trash fruit because they're just filler. I literally thought Eric was doing a bit about cantaloupe not being in fruit salad. As someone who doesn't like it, I assure you, it is near impossible to find a fruit salad without it.
Lies.
This is for real. OMG, no, Eric, you have never been wrong, more wrong. I'm usually a silent follower. This person came out of the woodworks, but this is important. Look at any fruit cup from any restaurant ever. Colleen described it perfectly. Cantaloupe and honeydew always take up the most space, and then they put a little of the good stuff on tubes. Love, you're wrong.
Where are you people getting fruit salads?
Everywhere. Literally everywhere. Go to anywhere. I honestly think Eric has to be messing with everyone with a fruit salad combo. I was just as enraged as Colleen.
Why was this so enraging to people?
Eric has lost it, LOL. There are always melons in fruit salad. Colleen is right on the fruits. I mean, this is every comment, love. I think Eric is going to hippy-dippy places to eat. The rest of us get cantaloupe, honeydew, and two soggy grapes in our fruit salad. And then this is my favorite one to end on this one. I cannot wait to hear next week's episode where Colleen gets to be triumphant in the cantaloupe fruit salad debate.
It's wow. How did this become such a hot button issue?
Because you are unbelievably incorrect.
Because I was that incorrect that it
so
was
incorrect.
That it inspired.
Well, it wasn't just that you were incorrect.
It elicited like just the rage.
It wasn't even like you were incorrect. It was like you refused to even say that there was ever been cantaloupe near a fruit salad. Like you were like so adamantly against me saying that most fruit salads have cantaloupe and honeydew on them.
And here's the thing. I'm here today to say I still...
You are the
stand
most
strong.
Strong
in my belief and I'm not going to posh hippy-dippy
you
places.
Are.
Exhibit... A.
What?
I went grocery shopping for our family.
Grocery store fruit salads are not restaurant fruit salads. Those are posh.
And I was.
And those are also so overpriced. They're crazy.
Can I finish?
Sure. Yes. Excuse me.
And I was, as I'm walking around, there is a little fruit salad section of this grocery store. And I will show you this picture now. We will put the picture on the screen. Mm-hmm. And in this entire section of this.
Love, do you know what a fruit salad is?
Middle brow grocery store, not posh, not hippy dippy. Nary a lope in any of these fruit salads. Show me a lope. Show me. This is on the screen now.
I'm really looking at it. I'm worried about your health. I'm worried about your mental health. I have so many things to say. Number one, you were at a posh grocery store. Number two, that if you get a fruit salad at a grocery store, it's overpriced. It's insane how expensive the cut up fruit is. And also,
where are people getting fruit? What do you mean?
At restaurants. First of all, I don't think you know what a fruit salad is, because you said this is the fruit salad section. This is literally fruit. So this is all fruit.
Those are all fruits.
These are not fruit salads.
If it's mixed fruit, this is a fruit salad.
You just proved me right. The only fruit salad in here is literally only.
No.
Look at this. This is the picture, right? If you zoom in on the fruit salad, it's literally just honeydew and cantaloupe and watermelon. And then if you scooch over, like here's another fruit salad, okay? There's only other fruit salad up there. And this one has, look at that, a lot of honeydew and cantaloupe and pineapple.
I didn't really have
what
the time to forensically go through this, but like a majority
proof,
of them. No,
your receipts
majority
prove
of them
my point. No,
are
there's
strawberries
no,
and blueberries
love, that's not
and pineapple.
A fruit salad.
Just
that's,
like I said, look, fruit
love,
salad.
Love, that other one that you said, this is just blueberries and strawberries. It's because that is a blueberry strawberry package. It's literally a package of just strawberries and blueberries. That's not a fruit salad.
No, this is a fruit
Sorry,
salad.
Sorry, guys, this
salad.
Is the most bickering ever. And we said we weren't going to bicker anymore. This is, to me, I've never thought of this as bickering,
not,
but.
We're not like fighting.
I'm having a blast right now talking to you about this.
Yeah,
that
I
is
don't care.
All honeydew.
This is
what
fun, this is fun for me to prove you wrong in the content and what the contents of a fruit salad.
Can we talk about this? Look at this, you guys, look at this. He's about to show me this as proof. Hold on. Look at this one right here. He's about to show me this as proof.
There's no cantaloupe in that.
Look at it. It's all honeydew and cantaloupe. All this honeydew. Look at so much honeydew. Have you lost? Do you not know what honeydew is? Look, cantaloupe, honeydew, 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 honeydew. That's all honeydew. There's like four grapes in there. You've lost your mind that your proof. It proves my point.
I think that.
You just saw it, right? It's in front of your face.
Here's the thing.
You're looking at it.
I am all in on this. I can't be
How come you can't just admit that there's honeydew and cantaloupe in that fruit salad?
I can't.
Lovey.
Can't do it.
Oh my God. You win every argument on this podcast, which is why I'm so excited about this fruit salad one. Because this one, this one's not even like up for debate. No one will agree with you on this. No one will agree with you.
It doesn't feel great to be on that side of the coin.
You cannot look
but
at a
when
picture.
When I know in my heart that every fruit salad that I've seen.
You just saw a
day
bunch.
Day in and Love, day out. No.
That, your eyes that aren't was, working. Your eyes do not work because you just saw a bunch of fruit salads with honeydew and cantaloupe.
I guess I'm talking about when you have to order something and then they throw, you didn't even ask for a fruit salad. It just comes with it in a little cup.
Yeah, it's always honeydew and cantaloupe.
No, and it's not.
It is. I want to order right now from Denny's and get a fruit salad and see what happens. Can I do that?
You freaking do that right now.
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. So by the end of this episode, we will have Postmated some form of food.
And if there is even a sliver of cantaloupe, I will say I am wrong. Okay. If there is a sliver.
Love, only call it cantaloupe from now on.
Okay.
Okay, we're back in real time.
How do you feel?
Back in 2024.
You feel validated? Do you feel heard?
You know what? I do.
Good for you. I'm glad.
Do you feel validated, love?
I guess it depends on where you're getting a fruit. I don't think I'm getting fruit salads at all.
Well, we're about to find out.
Or from fancy places. They're just like side ones that they give you without asking. Mm-hmm. But they are from they're not bougie, but it's just like breakfast burrito places or I'm a big breakfast food guy. So when you order like a breakfast sandwich or
honeydew
a breakfast burrito,
honey.
They're like, we'll also put in this cup of fruit for some
honeydew
reason.
Honeydew and cantaloupe.
It's never those, but go ahead. Show me what you got.
Okay. So I ordered from two breakfast places, Denny's and IHOP, and I ordered from a grocery store.
Okay.
Cause your example was from a grocery store fruit section.
Uh-huh.
Is what you had showed me.
Oh, what's it? Oh, when I showed you a picture of,
showed me a picture of a fruit section and we're like, look at all the fruit. Here, let me grab them.
So you haven't looked at these yet?
No. Okay. So you get to pick which one's first, Denny's, IHOP, or grocery store.
IHOP.
Okay. Here we go. Here's the IHOP fruit salad.
Okay.
And looks like this, and a little cuppy.
Yeah, I see some strawberries there at the top already.
Strawberries. What else do you see there at the top, my dear?
Honeydew melon. It is certainly not all cantaloupe and honeydew melon.
Well, no. It's not all. You get a couple of other things. So this one has 4 soggy strawberries, a lot of honeydew, and 1, 2 soggy grapes.
Let me see. So this isn't...
That, my dear.
Is that pineapple?
That is what...
I think there's some pineapple in there too.
Yeah, there's typically pineapple, piece or two.
But you know what? Even just it being here, not even close to me, I can tell that the honeydew melon has taken over.
Yes.
And overridden all the other fruits. Like it just... Everything you're eating in here will in fact be honeydew melon, even if it looks like an atypical other kind of fruit. Yeah, that's a big grape, man. Look at that.
Is it soggy or is it
look
firm?
Look at that honker.
That's a honker.
Why did I laugh like that? Why did I have grape laugh?
Show it in your camera so I can see. That's a honker. I wonder, is it firm?
That is a choking hazard. Eat it.
Oh no, it's soggy. Never. I don't need a soggy grape. Are you crazy? Okay, so
you know why
so
it's wet is from the honeydew melon. Yeah. This
You know what? I actually disagree with that because I feel like honeydew melon in fruit salads from a restaurant are the driest of the fruit. Like I doubt there's any moisture in those melons.
You should eat one.
I really don't like honeydew.
I don't either.
Okay.
I want no part of this.
Let's do Denny's.
Okay.
Oh no. I'm stressed. I was stressed before this happened because in the picture on Postmates or DoorDash or wherever I ordered this from, I don't remember.
Sure.
The picture did only have strawberries and bananas in it for their fruit cup.
Okay.
And that is all I see right now. But bananas?
This is Denny's?
Yeah. Bananas in a fruit salad is a bold move because now everything in there will only taste like bananas. Same as smoothies. Is there any honeydew in there? Any melons?
Whoa.
Is there a Malone?
A honker at the bottom.
Oh, you tricked me. You pranked me. 1 grape. So that one's all strawberries, bananas, and a grape.
I think there's a couple grapes at the bottom. Yeah. No, there is a bunch of brown banana slices.
You know what though? I am
soaking wet strawberries and wet grapes.
I am very impressed with Denny's because I can tell.
Nary a melon.
I'm very impressed with Denny's because I can tell that the strawberries and bananas, those are fresh though. Like those are freshly cut. That's frozen.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
that's impressive.
That. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So 1-1, man. I don't know. I thought
let me eat that one.
Okay. So from the grocery store, I ordered, this is from Vons, our local grocery store here in California.
Shout out to
I just ordered basically every version of a fruit salad that they had and to see what showed up.
Okay.
I did.
What do you mean?
Like anything that's like a fruit cup, fruit salad, fruit bowl, anything like in their grocery section.
Yeah.
And the Postmates person did swap out a couple of things. So I've glanced at these, but I want to be transparent. 2 of the things that we got was a bowl just only of watermelon and a bowl of only pineapple, I think. And those are in the kitchen. Cause like, what was the point in bringing them? Those are not fruit salads, you know?
Yeah.
Just being transparent. They're like, we did get those as well.
Okay.
I want this to be fair and square.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man,
first
confused.
One. Okay. This is called fruit medley bowl. Fruit salad. And I see lots of melon. There's a lot of pineapple, a lot of cantaloupe, and a few strawberries on the tippity top here. That's a classic fruit salad, if you ask me.
So much pineapple. That's great.
Yeah, the pineapple.
This one looks very appetizing.
It does look nice.
And I would say majority pineapple, a good amount of melon, yeah. A lot of melon, but it's not all melon. But
no one has ever said it was all melon. That's not the debate. Yeah,
you said fruit salads was only all cantaloupe, honeydew melon, and like a couple soggy grapes. That's what you said. And when I said strawberries and like blueberries, you like lost your mind.
No,
like,
no, they always fruit. Have a couple of strawberries.
Yeah, the garnish. Garnish it with a couple. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. You ready for it?
Sure.
Okay.
Is that called
one,
the melon bowl?
Yeah, this one might be a melon bowl. Hold on. Yeah, it says melon medley. This one doesn't count, but it is just melons.
But mostly watermelon.
Mostly watermelon. That's true. And I love watermelon. Although I wouldn't like this watermelon because it's literally going to just taste like honeydew and cantaloupe.
Right.
All right. One more. This one is called a fruit cup. Okay.
Yes.
What's in there, love?
This one's called fruit cup.
Mm-hmm. What's in that fruit cup, my dear?
It's all melon and I count 5 grapes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fruit cup.
So what's the conclusion?
The ingredients, I can read you the ingredients. Cantaloupe melon, honeydew melon, watermelon, grapes.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even think about putting anything else in. They're right. like, these are the ingredients of a fruit cup. I'd say that's pretty definitive that, what was your thesis statement? Like, what was your, what hill are you dying on for this?
No, I wasn't dying. Here's the thing. I think it was the issue that you weren't willing to admit that fruit salads usually typically have.
I just hadn't seen that. Yeah, I just hadn't seen them in salads, but I concede you have won. I am waving the white flag here. Congratulations. Fruit salads are majority melon.
Not all.
And to everyone who laughed at me and made fun of me in the comments.
I wasn't trying to make you do that.
You're right. I think it was literally like just an offhand comment. Like, we're talking about fruit salads, and I was like, yeah, they're always this, because that's what I'd seen.
It was the fact that you would not, when I said that most fruit salads were majority melon and honeydew, you were like, absolutely not.
I just hadn't seen, I don't know, I'm not, if there's something going on in the agriculture aspect of farming these melons, but I just hadn't seen a lot of cantaloupe or honeydew melon. Like, it doesn't affect my life.
It does now.
It certainly does now.
Well, I feel bad. I wasn't trying to like win anything. I just thought it was a silly fun.
Don't feel bad. Don't be a sore winner. You won.
Don't be a sore winner. It's not about winning, love. It's about the journey.
It's about together. How happy our chickens are going to be.
Our chickens are, you mean our children?
All right, our children are going to be, and I'd like, I'm going to eat that one.
Oh no!
But certainly our chickens will eat the rest.
They'll eat some of the melons. Well, I love you.
Thanks for buying all these.
Mm-hmm. The people wanted us to do this. They wanted the final
surprise.
It has been settled. It's done. We have.
I can say we've put this one to bed.
This one is to bed.
Good night,
now,
fruit salad.
If you were asking what the sweet first day of the week is, that's a whole other topic that we're not getting into right now.
No.
However, I do want to, before we go, I just want to read a couple of the comments that we got, because you guys have been leaving the sweetest comments that I really like. And I wanted to read a couple, if that's okay, before we say goodbye.
Sure.
Can we do that?
Of course.
Okay. We have Rachel Volk saying, I just have to say, Eric calling the font Times New Roman Times Roman numeral is amazing.
Did I say that?
And I didn't even catch it. And I was like, wait, isn't it Times Roman numeral?
Times Roman. What did I even mean?
I don't know, but it's Times New Roman,
oh,
I guess.
Wow.
But I didn't even catch it. I didn't even notice it. I probably thought it was the same thing, but it's just, there was a few comments about that. And I had a lot of likes.
Really? Oh, that's funny. And embarrassing.
And Lynn Hart fam gave us a suggestion for some lyrics. So maybe we can try to add that in this week or next. But
oh, for the song?
Yeah, they said we should say, you can relax, Colleen and Eric have a podcast. Three young kids, we have date night at home. Just us and these big microphones.
That's what I was, something along those lines. Yeah. I was thinking, yeah, that might be better than what I was thinking.
You can
though.
Relax. So I thought that was sweet, but yeah. Keep them coming. Maybe we'll switch it up all the time. But I don't know. I thought that was great. So maybe we'll, if we have time to record it while we're in another city this week, watching the championship game of the Lions. I pranked you so hard.
I can't believe
we're going to have a good episode next week when we talk about our trip to see the Lions in the championship.
I am so anxious about it.
I thought you were going to say excited.
I feel like
I'm excited.
I feel like there's similar feelings that human beings experience, excitement, like nervous excitement, anxiousness. And like, for me, it's just one thing right now.
It's going to be so fun.
I am very, I don't know. It's never happened before for me. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to, you know.
Well, there's a lot of people who are excited about football, and some people are like, talk more about football. I love the football stuff. So
yeah, I hope they
will next week. That's for sure. We're going to have tons of stories. Okay. That girl, Lynn-O-C-K, I'm going to say all these names wrong. I'm sorry. Said, so fun. This is the top comment on our most recent episode. Eric's dad should be the official fact checker for Relax.
Sure.
And there were a lot of comments about your dad and how we talked about him last week and how he told us all about narwhals and gave us, you know, fun facts about them and whatnot. So, hey, to my perfect, wonderful, incredible father-in-law, if you're listening or watching this one,
yeah, you can
fact check us on anything. Yeah, always,
if we got anything wrong,
we should have like a hotline or whatever it's called, where you can call your dad and ask fact checked things. I don't know that there's anything we could have fact checked with him today, but
no, but it's like, yeah, any kind of like science or math or, I mean, his, I don't know, anything.
Yeah, usually we don't talk about smart people things, so
right.
But yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I know what smart people think. What's in a fruit salad?
I know, for 8 hours. Yeah. Okay. So last week we were talking a lot about or I was talking a lot about cup of noodles and how you can't put it in the microwave. And I didn't know that. Like they came out with a statement like, we're finally going to make a, make a microwavable cup. And I was like, what? You're not supposed to microwave this thing. A lot of people were like, you're an idiot, Colleen. Like no one said that. Everyone was very nice. But like, they're like, most people, most places, except for America, we always have a kettle on like with water. Like everyone just pours their boiling water from the kettle into the cup. Like people don't microwave these things. So I, it's toxic. Like I shouldn't be microwaving them.
Right.
But,
oh, that's why. Cause they're like, wait, what do you mean microwave? We just pour hot water from our hot water things into the cup. You still can use the cup.
Yeah.
Just don't microwave it.
Right.
Got it.
Rach said, wait till she finds out it's just cup noodles, not cup of noodles.
Cup noodles.
Yeah. Is that a Mandela effect or is that, that a that Mandela effect? How is it not cup
I'm
of noodles?
I'm picturing the cup of noodles and I see, I read cup of noodles on in my brain.
But it's just cup noodles, man.
Cup noodles?
Cup noodles.
Better name.
I guess so.
That's more catchy than cup of noodles for sure.
I guess so. All right. And then.
I like this part. Happy.
You like this part? Happy? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a longer comment, but I liked it a lot because it related to when we were talking about how we discovered many years into our relationship that we both like chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
So Just Nerdy Stuff said, my husband would always save the heels of bread for me. First of all, before I continue reading this comment, I love that you call it the heels of the bread.
Yeah.
I've always called it the butt, which is not as good of a name
I've
as
heard
the heel.
Before, though,
I think
yeah,
that's, although heels are kind of not great, but it's better than a butt for sure. Anyway.
Well, to each his own.
Yeah. My husband would always save the heels of the bread for me because he figured I loved the heels like he did. Finally, after seeing only the heels left over, this was after our kids grew up and left the house because they would eat the heels, several times in our loaves of bread in the plastic bag, he asked me why I wasn't eating the heels. I said, I hate the heels. Why would I eat the heels of a loaf when I can, when I always cut off the edges of a piece of bread for myself? Then he said, I love the heels and I always save them for you because I thought you liked them too. And then they always disappeared.
Oh, funny.
Well, the kids must have been eating them because it wasn't me.
That's so cute.
This was after 22 years of marriage.
Wow.
Isn't that so cute? I love that story.
I love that. And yeah, this, I mean, I bet you people have those kinds of things.
Yes. So, it's been lovely to read all of your comments and sweet things that you guys have said. So
I love
thank
that.
You for that. And Lovey, I'm sorry that the fruit salad debate didn't go in your favor this time, but
that's
the good news is the majority of debates and conversations we have on this podcast will always go in your favor because you're smarter than me.
I'm not mad about it. I don't have a dog in this.
We don't have a dog, period.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
It's not a fight.
In this,
it's a pleasant conversation.
There are melons in fruit salad, there for the record.
All right, well, let's go to a Lions game. We're going to the football game.
Do you know
game,
who they're
y'all?
Playing?
The 49ers.
Right. And you, name a player on the 49ers. They got
Bill
a lot of stars.
Husky.
Bill Husky. Nope.
Mike Lebowski.
Is that the guy from Monsters, Inc.?
I think so.
They're a really good team.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Well, the Lions made it this far, which is very incredible.
Lions are a good team too. Yeah. Football, you know?
Football.
You got to...
Got to what?
You tell me.
Got to what?
Football. Like, what do they got to do? You know, they got to...
Throw the ball.
What do you think the Lions have to do to win this game?
They have to make touchdowns.
Right. Yes.
They have to score.
You got to score.
That's what they got to do.
I like your analysis.
Well, is there more things you have to do?
You should be up in the
booth.
What do
you mean by that?
Calling the game with Tony Romo.
What do you mean by that, though?
What?
What do they have to do? They have to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there another answer to that question?
Yeah. You know, more analytical, like specifically like about like what, you know, strategy
win
wise,
touchdowns?
Like what they should do to like beat a team.
Oh, like go fast.
Depending
like
upon
run
like
fast?
What schemes they run and.
Schemes?
Yeah.
Pranks?
Yeah. What pranks they run.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Bye guys. See you next week.
Bye. You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.